Our warming temperatures and severe drought conditions have played a major role in fanning those fires. The droughts also led to historic low water levels in Lake Union and Lake Washington. Ken Bretman is the man who tracks that sort of data. He's senior water manager for the Seattle District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He uses high-tech sensors and a low-tech ruler to measure water elevation at the Ballard Locks. The Corps tries to keep water levels between 20 and 22 feet, but last week, for the first time since 1987, the levels dropped below 20. But when I talked to Bretman on Monday, he'd just seen a bump in the water levels from the weekend rainstorm.
Today it's 20.1, so it jumped up a couple tenths, which doesn't sound like a lot. But in my world, when you're trying to manage something within 2 feet, a couple of tenths is quite a bit. So we're actually within that 2-foot band. And I think what's unusual is the fact that folks who live around the lake and really pay attention to the lake level wouldn't normally see the lake level that we're at today until probably late November.
And you expect this water level to stay around?
Well, you know, that's a good question. So what we've been saying to people is, based on kind of how bad the water year has been and kind of a worst case projection, you know, if it stays dry into September and October, like it can sometimes, you know, we sometimes get these Indian summers where it stays really dry well into October. You know, if all that dryness and high evaporation continues, we were projecting that the lake could go a foot below what it typically would be for the annual minimum. So again, typically we try to manage it from 20 to 22, and it looked like this would be a year where not only would we drop below 20, but we might drop up to a foot below 20, so down to an elevation of 19, which again is not a depth, it's just a water surface elevation.
What kind of effects would that have, for example, on boaters, or what kinds of effects has it had on boaters?
There certainly are impacts. I mean, certainly I talked about kind of the part we can control at the locks. And so by doing more efficient lockings, what that means is if you go out to the locks, you'll see there's a large lock chamber and a small lock chamber. The large lock chamber is important for moving big ships, but the downside is it uses about 10 times the water as the small lock chamber. And so in a year like this one, we're trying to use that small lock as much as possible because we know it uses less water. It's much more water efficient. And so what that's mean to boaters is basically longer wait times because we're intentionally trying to push more boats through the small lock, use the large lock less, and so that's just, you know, longer wait times. I think some folks on busy weekends have been having to wait, you know, 45 minutes, maybe even an hour to get locked through. And so that's certainly an impact to the boating community. And we've been trying to be, you know, real proactive because that's a key part of our constituency, to let them know that we're doing this and try to educate them and let them know why. So that's, you know, that's one piece. You know, certainly the lake level piece is another piece. There's one of the interesting things about Lake Union and Lake Washington is it's just completely developed and there's just infrastructure all around both lakes. And so it's, I think, somewhat uncertain what the impacts might be. I mean, I think there's some obvious ones. You know, we've been working with a lot of the floating homes community. You know, they're certainly a key constituency. I think they're one of the ones that are maybe the first apt to feel the pain as the lake falls below 20. We had a public meeting with them last week. We fielded a lot of the calls from them. And so I think that's certainly a constituency that is, you know, probably poised to feel the pain as the lake drops below 20. And then depending on how far it drops, you know, the level of pain could increase accordingly.
So I'm imagining in my mind this vision of sort of a mucky shoreline where houseboats are aground, that they're not floating. Are we looking at something as drastic as that?
Well, you know, from what we've heard from the community, I think that concern is certainly out there. And I think that, you know, probably the houseboats that are closest to shore are most at risk. You know, and it's been interesting for me to go to a public meeting and find out, I guess, how many of these boats are really, you know, right on the margin where, you know, they're used to the lake being in a 2-foot band. And I think there's kind of an expectation. And so I think, unfortunately, some of the infrastructure has been developed so they can tolerate, you know, a 20-foot elevation and really nothing lower. And so I think those folks that really don't have any tolerance built in or any buffer built in, those are obviously going to be the ones that first feel the pain when the lake drops below 20.
I'm speaking with Ken Bretman, who's senior water manager for the Seattle District and the Army Corps of Engineers. You mentioned this 20 to 22 feet. who decides those levels and why these levels?
Yeah, that's a good question. So when the ship canal was congressionally authorized as a project about 100 years ago, the project's almost 100 years ago, kind of one of the key congressional authorizations that went along with the project was that it should be managed to basically plus or minus 1 foot reference to an elevation in Lake Union. So basically that set that 2 foot elevation band. And again, it's important for folks to know that the 2 foot band is not a guarantee. It's in most years we can keep it within that 2 foot band, but to keep it from dropping below that 2 foot band, we rely on inflow into the lake. We can't control that piece. You know, we can control what we do at the locks in terms of managing the system, managing the outflow, but we certainly can't control what comes into the lake in terms of precipitation on the lake, rivers flowing into to the lake. And so when you have a year like this year with historically dry, low river conditions, it just becomes very challenging to try to keep it in that 2 foot elevation band.
Ken, how long have you been on this job?
I've been with the Corps for 15 years, and in this particular position, I think probably for half of that.
So looking at this crazy year, how does it compare to the 15 past?
Oh, it's very different. Yeah, a big part of my job is actually the opposite. It's managing floods, managing what happens when there's too much water. And certainly managing things when there's not enough water is part of the job. But I've never seen a year like this, certainly on my watch, where things have just been so low in terms of water level. And again, it's kind of the perfect storm. It was really the setup was, you know, the historic low snowpack and then arguably historic low precipitation starting in the spring.
Ken Brettman is Senior Water Manager for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Seattle District.